A new study by the Voice of America and the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, or SAIS, shows that mobile phone use in North Korea has grown dramatically in recent years. The report provides some of the most detailed information to date about the mobile phone boom in the authoritarian and isolated and impoverished nation. But it also found that North Korea's leaders have no intention of letting that communications revolution undermine their rule. We presented part one on our Monday program, and this week, part two. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin spoke with the study's author, VOA Korean service reporter Yeonho Kim, and asked him why Pyongyang would allow more people to use mobile phones in the first place.
I guess the government was confident in their ability to control the society, especially their monitoring capability. Not entire calls are under surveillance, but still you have call data stored for 3 years at the State Security Department. They all know to whom you called, when, and also voice callings are automatically transcribed. So if the government detects somebody did something wrong politically, they can do investigation using those records.
How do we know that those are the kinds of actions that the authorities take? Do the defectors know this? Or were there some defectors from inside the regime mm-hmm. who said these are the kinds of practices that we have?
Yes, one of my interviewees was former secret policeman, and he himself once had an opportunity to read those call records and even the transcript of certain persons for his special investigation. And text messages are monitored real time.
What benefits does expanded mobile phone usage give to the government of North Korea?
First of all, they claim the victory of making their country strong and prosperous and achieving a modern country, technologically modern country. And all of my interviews said when they heard the cell phone service is going to be introduced, they said they felt really proud of their country. So the propaganda really worked for the people. And also, the regime rakes in a lot of money from the exclusive sale of handsets. Experts estimate it should be around $40 to $60 million. And also North Korea, the government get some profits from its 25% stake in the joint venture. So economically, it's very profitable.
What risks does the government face in having millions more people using mobile phones in the country?
There are some loopholes that were even reported by some news organizations or activists. For example, there are underground reporters who record data to their memory card and then give it to a broker who uses illegal Chinese cell phone. This broker can transfer the data, the card, to the foreign media so that the outside people can know what's going on inside North Korea. The internal information is leaking out. That's one of the big anxieties North Korean government is facing. So that's why they try hard to crack down on that kind of activities.
And can you also explain one other method that you discovered in your research that some North Koreans are using to try to make voice calls and get around the government surveillance? How do they do that?
The North Korean government deny any international calls. Subscribers cannot make any international calls. But there's a very creative way to make it happen. For example, if a North Korean person wants to make call to his or her family members settled in South Korea, this is mostly for remittance, money transferring purpose. So this person go to the broker in town and ask him to call his partner, another broker, the second broker in the border area, with the North Korean official cell phone. And then the second broker call the defector in South Korea with his illegal Chinese cell phone. And then he just aligned the microphone of each phone with the earphone of the other. So that it's kind of speaker phone, so that the remittance and recipient can talk to each other and confirm the remittance. It's a very primitive but creative way to make so-called international calls.
That is an interesting method, but I'm just curious, if the voice of the recipient is coming through an illegal Chinese phone, that can't be monitored. But the voice of the caller on the North Korean side using the North Korean phone, that can be monitored? Is that what happens?
If they have very sensitive device, then they may be able to also transcribe the conversation through the Chinese cell phone. But I don't know how capable they are. Probably at this time, they have more than 2 million subscribers, and the government cannot monitor all the calls real time. So unless you make something serious mistakes and let the government detect your call, I don't think it's going to be a big problem.
Korean service reporter Yeon-ho Kim, he was speaking with Michael Lippin. You can find a complete version of his study by going to the website of the U.S.-Korea Institute of the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies. The address, typed in all as one word, uskoreainstitute.org.